Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Tonight, Master Healer and Teacher Ron Amatron will discuss the topic of timelines, sub-timelines, and provide sample timeline crash clearings on issues that affect us right now in the 2013 timeline. I'm sure you've heard of the saying, spreading yourself too thin. At this time on Earth, people are living a multitude of parallel lives simultaneously. These lives are on timelines and affect us without our knowledge or consent. This process was not created by the light. Before we get to the topic, Ron will activate the drawing of the light being with peace energy found on his host page. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the light being activation.
Okie dokie, everybody. Here we go. So bring up that light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. And if you're listening to an archive and you don't have it, just pause the archive here, bring up the monitor screen. It'll still work. And here we go. So I'm going to just connect with it right now. And this is source energy coming to you in the light being. And this will be one of the spirits from source energy that wants to connect to the light being itself on your monitor screen. Sometimes they get like three or four of them. So I'm going to bring in the females this time. There's three different styles, we'll say, or types. There's male, and there's female, and non-gender. So here we go. We'll bring the females in here. So one, I have to command the energy by counting. That's why I count. So one, two, three, four, and five, and I'll use the word stronger to increase it. And you should see it become more three-dimensional. Eyes will change a little bit. Facial features will change, and it might have more colors. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All the light being can do for you is it won't do any favors for you, like when you, hopefully you don't do this, but if you have prayed outside of yourself to become prey, get hooked up to the aliens, that you don't want to ever do. So whenever you do anything outside of yourself, you're being hooked up. For the kingdom is within, that's Jesus' main quote that he had, and that's what we stay true to on these programs. Will allow you to become who you really are, which is your spirit within. But as you go outside of yourself, you get hooked up, and unfortunately, the light beings can't do anything to really help you unless you're doing a clearing. But all they're there to do is to bring you peace. That's source energy. They just know peace. They don't know darkness. So they never do favors like you would be requesting, like when you go to church and you pay your money and you say, oh, God, I need this to have happen in my life. Please help me, or Mother Mary, or Jesus, or whoever you're connecting to. You know, the light beings and source energy does not do that. There's no history of anything or her story of anything, keeping it with males and females here. So anyway, let's activate and do the 2,000-year darkness barcode that was put on everybody. And this is energy that comes forth, at least this time, this 2,000-year cycle, to get you so you won't know what's going on, and you believe that darkness of the light, which is what we call it, the light of the darkness, is true light, and that this is being brought forth in the New Age religions now and whatever else is out there. That's teaching you to go outside of yourself, and then you start getting hooked up into more negative energies, thinking that it's light. And true light, although it is light of the darkness, it's cloned it and copied it and gave all the same stuff similar to true light, except true light has no dimensions. Oh, when you hear somebody talk about dimensions out there, going into being a multidimensional being or something, well, you are in timelines. You're all over the place, connected to darkness. True light, you only have one life in the present moment, and that's it. Not a multidimensional being, because you only have one life in the now. You start listening to what we talk about here. It's not necessarily teachings, but it could be in a sense. It's very, very simple, and that's to go within. You just need one book with that one page, and it'll say go within. That's all that you need, and that's it. So here we go. Take away some of this darkness off of you that's preventing you from hearing what we're talking about. And I've even had people, just going slightly sideways here, I've had people say, Ron, I listened to one of your programs, and I started to transcribe it because I wanted to know what you were really saying. I started writing down different phrases what you were actually saying. I go, this doesn't look right to me. And they would go back and listen to the program over again. They go, wow, why did I write something that wasn't even said that Ron was saying? That's where the darkness works. So it's very interesting. So here we go, taking away this energy. There's a lot of it on everybody, but this will help you out right now in this moment for this show to understand what we're talking about. Because you do want to have your energy with your spirit more connected to you that lives inside of you. Here we go. So what we have on the website is a free clearing, 2,000-year darkness barcode removal. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should have a little more using the term mental clarity, possibly, less mind chatter, less interference. And here we go. So back to you, Kathy.
I always liked that barcode removal, 2,000 Year of Darkness, because when you first did it for me, I seem to have lost some of my negative programming. So I'd like to welcome the listeners and also the members in the fast chat in the chat room. And the moderator is posting some links during the program that will take you to Ron's host page for the Light Being and his primary website, creationlightship.com. And also the podcasts are free and you can subscribe to them through Ron's host page. So, Ron, you've talked about timelines in several of the past programs, and you've told us how we get on the timelines. But maybe for purposes today, we could go over that again for any first-time listeners, and you could describe what happens on the timelines and how we got there in the first place. So what are the timelines, Ron?
Boy, this is going to be interesting here. Okay, a timeline is a parallel life. So we could use the two words, timeline and parallel lifetimes or life, as the same word, as the same definition. So what happens is you're living in a reality right now. As you look out of your eyes, you're seeing things around you. Now, just to make it a little more confusing as I move on here, is the room next door of you actually there? Say you're in your house and you're listening to me on your computer, and maybe you're, say, in a den, right, where your computer is. Is your bedroom really there? Well, it may not be there because the aliens may not want to use all that energy to recreate your bedroom. So it's just strictly like a blueprint, a hologram. Now, you can say, well, of course it's there. I'm going to walk over to my bedroom and open the door, and sure enough, there it is. Well, of course it would be, because they're just ahead of you in time, because you're living linear time, and they will materialize the bedroom for you. What I'm saying is, in a sense, the aliens really want to continuously manifest everything, even if you don't see it. That takes a lot of memory, okay? Just think of your computer running all these programs at one time. No, you only run a program when you click on it. So remember, as above, so below. So what happens is when you're living a parallel life, they're bringing you into possibly the same exact scene that you're living right now, and they copy and paste it. Now, what happens is each particular parallel life that you're living is controlled by another alien group. So, you know, everybody knows about aliens out there, and you may know of a half a dozen names that people talk about all the time. Probably the most common ones are the Arcturians and the Pleiades, Omidans, you know, the Greys. Those are probably what most people are familiar with. But there's thousands of them. So they timeshare you. So what they can do is they can say, you know, the way you got stuck in a parallel life was somehow the aliens wanted to replicate you over and over and over again by this copy and paste situation. And each time they copy and paste you, you're living that life. Now, they can change the life on you during this process because you're just living in a hologram, much like you're living in one here. And you want to be in the now of the Earth Spirit's timeline in order to be on the correct one. oh, that make your mind kind of think, what's he talking about? You know, well, you could be living here thinking that you're here, and you're somewhere else in the beyond all. You may say, well, how could that be if I'm here? Well, have you ever lost your keys, misplaced something, and you went looking for it, lost memory of something, and then lo and behold, all of a sudden the memory comes back to you, and you go, oh, yeah, I put it over here. That should be pretty common for probably everybody listening here. The most frustrating thing is if you lose something and you never find it. That just means that the timeline that it was on never got brought back to you here. They never copy-pasted that timeline. Kind of like, let's just say that you, for some reason, went sideways slightly. But let's just say you went out and you found a store because you love chocolate. You found this very unique chocolate made by somebody somewhere in, you know, on this planet, and maybe you paid $100 for this big bar of chocolate, and you go, wow, this is it, you know, best chocolate ever made. And you put it in your car, and you're driving home with it, and you stop someplace to go into another store. You come back, and your chocolate's gone. You go, uh-oh, what happened to my chocolate? Did somebody break into my car? Well, my car was locked. Maybe they did, and they got it. Well, maybe somehow they abducted your car, put it onto another timeline, and maybe even you were in the car on another timeline, got out of your car, and the alien said, boy, this is $100 chocolate. We never had this before, and we love chocolate. Now they took your chocolate, and it never got returned to you. Oh, that's another way of looking at things. You may think that I'm kind of maybe nuts talking about this way, but this is what happens. If you ever lost your keys and they got returned to you, and, you know, you looked and looked and looked, and all of a sudden it popped up where you're looking a day or two later, that's because a timeline was recreated and there's your keys. So now you're living on that timeline. So why and how do you get on timelines? Well, the why is they want to take your energy. Now remember, let's just say that you have a condition, a situation, maybe you have a sore throat. They want to take the energy from you for your sore throat because you're in pain. Okay? So they just say, oh, we got a live one here. This person has a sore throat. And maybe the alien auctioneer out there says, hey, this person over here, you know, Sammy James here, will say has a sore throat, or Sally Lou, and but they're in a lot of pain. And now we're going to sell these timelines. And all the aliens go, oh, man, that person has a lot of pain. We're going to capture that and get that energy. So now they just replicate you maybe on 1,000 timelines with your pain. And those timelines can and do resonate back to you here. Maybe not the same intensity, but you may be trying to get rid of your sore throat, and you go, man, I'm trying everything, and nothing seems to happen. Well, it's because they keep wanting you to have it. So you do a timeline crash, and maybe if you have it out on 1,000 timelines, you have to do 1,000 of these, and all of a sudden you're out the timeline. And then all of a sudden your sore throat goes away. So the timelines are where and, you know, your energy is stored, and also where they get you and why you possibly don't heal as you're on these timelines continuously. So that's what happens. They can go tangent on the timelines, too, and take you off into another universe of darkness and do even worse things to you. So we're just talking about the ones that typically are out there that you're on most of the time. And then you're replicated every 10 minutes here onto another alien race's timeline, which is probably what you have right now that you have running. So it'll just take off from where this one here has stopped. So it's kind of like having watching a movie, and every 10 minutes you hit pause, and they recreate everything, and they hit the play button, and you just continue on with your life. That's why sometimes cars pop up beside you, look in your mirror, and all of a sudden something's there. I've even had people mention that they're walking on the street alone, nobody's around them. They look behind them, and all of a sudden there's somebody walking 20 feet behind them. They go, uh-oh, what happened here, you know? Person drop off from the sky or something, or get rematerialized? Oh, very possibly, yeah. So these are the things that happen here, and you start to see more evidence of it as you are more conscious or more aware of what's going on. We do timeline crashes. A timeline crash is to get you off of a timeline that you don't want to be on. You got stuck on this timeline, and you go, wow, this is an awful timeline, you know. My day's going to hell in a handbasket, and I just can't seem to get out of it. I can't get out of my own way. Well, that's because you're on that timeline, and somebody in the beyond out there, hundreds of races of aliens are taking advantage of you not being able to function properly because they're taking your energy. Taking your energy is what they're living off of. They're living off of your emotional, maybe trauma, stress, and also maybe even fear, anxieties, and physical pain. Oh, what we'll do is a sample here, and you may ask, well, what's the right timeline to be on? Well, you want to be on the one that's on the timeline of the Earth spirit, because that's source energy. All the other ones are fabricated. And we'll put you onto that here right now. I'll count to five to do so. So one, two, three, four, and five. And just see if your room happened to change. I have a YouTube video up from New York last, I think at the last expo in New York, in fact. That would be in October, where I was doing clone replicas, taking them out of people. So that, you can check that out on YouTube. That was, I think, that would actually be in 2013. And there's people that you can actually see changing. It's a quite interesting video. I think there's three of them. But anyway, that's very similar, too, because you are being replicated on timelines. So let's do a sample for everybody. So figure out where you are right now. Do you have an owie in your body, a pain? Do you have a sore foot or something? Maybe you have a pinched nerve in your back. Maybe you happen to limp and don't know why. Maybe your eyesight's blurry. Whatever it is, I want you to focus on it right now. The main question is people ask me all the time, they go, well, Ron, if I'm on these parallel timelines, living a parallel life, and I'm also here living this one, how many of those things are out there? Why don't I know about them? Well, you're not going to know about them because they don't want you to know. Okay, but you do have dreams, and dreams are an indication to you that you are on timelines because you're getting a bleed through, and you also have deja vu. That's another way of looking at timelines that you're on. Because all of a sudden, you're there maybe ahead of time a little bit, a few milliseconds or whatever it would be. You go, wow, I've been here before. This feels really strange to me. Well, that's because you were there before. You are living these lives. And the timelines are 100% real when you are on them. It's like you're living here. You can hurt yourself on them, you know, you bleed, everything else, you eat. It's the same thing as here. And you're living that somewhere else. But it's not in light. It's a fabricated timeline. That's why you want to be on this one here that had light on it from the Earth spirit. Oh, let's do a clearing here. So I want you to think of a situation that you're in right now. And you may say, how many timelines do I need to crash? This is what we call timeline crashing. And the price on this, if you want to do this, is $20 a week. And you figure out where you are, and you may want to do 50 of them to start off with. And realistically, you probably want to do at least 100 or more. You say, well, how many do I do? I don't feel anything. Well, then I would say, to play it safe, do 500 of them. I have people who have done 1,000 and 2,000 timeline crashes for a situation, and their physical health completely changed, okay? That's up to you. There's no shortcut because you have to do them one at a time. And then you start feeling more of your spirit come back to you. So this is what you could call spirit retrieval. And I'll talk about that after we do a few samples here. You can remind me, Kathy, if I don't bring it up. I'm in the moment, sure. So it's unlike most other people, I don't have a script, and in the complete moment in what I mentioned to you and talked about 5 minutes ago, I have no recall on that. So here we go. The light doesn't hang on to the past. There's no history or her story involved with it. Here we go. Think of an issue right now that you're dealing with, and hopefully it would be something that would be more physical, maybe a physical pain, and we're going to take out the energy. And each time this timeline crash gets resolved, everybody on the timeline with you, let's just say you have a a canker sore, okay? So this timeline, the main heading on it is for canker sores. I'm just using this for an example. So you could have, 10 million people on this timeline with a canker sore. And they're all dealing with the same situation, and the aliens are there taking up energy from people with a canker sore. And so the timeline gets crashed. So just think of like a bridge collapsing. And it starts at the far end as the light goes after the alien race or the ones involved, the aliens involved, who are now taking your energy on this timeline. They get terminated. They're no longer in existence. And then they start taking down the timeline, the program. The program could take 5 minutes to maybe an hour to collapse. So just think of a bridge falling apart way in the beyond, and it's coming back to you. Where are you on this timeline? It could be with maybe, 10 million people, 100 million people. Where are you involved on that linear timeline? Are you at the far end, which would be happening instantly when I do the clearing, or are you closer to this reality here? So it all depends where it is. But once the timeline is crashed, then you are off of it. So here we go. Think of a situation that you're dealing with, and I count to 10 to crash the timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's one timeline. I'll just snap my finger because otherwise this show would need probably about 3 hours. So here we go. Next timeline crashed. Next one 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 crashed. Next one. 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 And next one. So look at your situation right now. You should start to feel better. You're only feeling better because your spirit's coming more to you. A little piece of you, a little grain of sand is coming back to you. And a little grain of sand now is peace. So you slowly start to relax because you're no longer in the emotions or trauma of that situation or physical pain. And you start feeling peace, which is source energy. Spirit is only peace, doesn't know anything but peace. Well, now we'll get back to what I was talking about as spirit retrieval. So you go to a practitioner, and we'll say this is the best one on the planet, okay? And they charge $1,000 to do a spirit retrieval on you. Well, what are they really doing? Are they going into every timeline that you're on, which could be, millions of them? Remember, each time you have a thought, you're probably on a timeline of that. That's where the thought comes from. Otherwise, you'd be in peace. Well, more than likely, they're not going to get you off of much at all. But you may feel better. So if somebody did a spirit retrieval on you an hour ago, you're still going to be on many, many, many timelines, hundreds if not thousands of them after that. So they can't clean them all. It's basically impossible. All you can do is one issue at a time. And that issue would be of darkness, and you get rid of that. So as far as having a spirit retrieval done by somebody, it'd be just a waste of time and a waste of your money because they're not going to do much for you whatsoever. It's not a permanent thing. And you might feel a little better, if you go to a shaman or somebody or a practitioner, like I said, whatever it is. But believe me, not going to really do much good for you. So just do some timeline crashes on your issues because you have to focus on something that you're dealing with. You just can't do a general spirit retrieval because what are you getting back? And are they really giving back the energy to you? Are they working with something outside of yourself to bring that energy to you by doing some kind of mantra or prayer or some kind of connecting to the aliens? You may be getting more hooked up. And they will give you a emotional fuzzy, warm, fuzzy feeling where you go, wow, this feels great. Well, remember, in source energy, there's no such thing. So you just have peace. You're not going to say, man, this really feels wonderful to me. I can feel this and feel that, and I can see more things, and I have more visions. No, that's in the darkness. That's all mind energy. Source energy is strictly peace. It doesn't give you anything else but peace. Oh, I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. We can see what may need to... Oh, I'm going to do another timeline crash. So this is for your own particular situation again here. Think of something in your life. It doesn't have to be right now. Could have been yesterday or even the day you were born or something. Doesn't make any difference because there's timelines all over the place that you're connecting yourself to. And some people think that the timelines are just strictly right now, this moment, that you're living. Well, that is true, but what happens to the ones that are in the past? Remember, all the past is with you. So, you know, if you're 50 years of age, you've got 50 years of timelines. How many do you have each day? And all the ones, what about the ones that were when you were 47? Are they with you right now? Are they living? Of course they are. It is copy and paste. And that's why things reoccur back into your life again. So here we go. Think of another issue for yourself. We'll clear that on a few timelines. You should have some great relief here. So one, two, we're getting rid of timelines. Second timeline, third timeline, fourth timeline, fifth timeline, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There. You've got 20 timelines now of your particular situation. If you don't think of a situation, you're not going to have any clearing. The light doesn't know what to look for. So back to you, Kathy.
That was interesting about the spirit retrieval and being the timeline crashes of a physical condition. I hope the listening audience was able to feel some relief like I did in my my ankle. I've injured it repeatedly, so... And today it hurts a little bit, so now it feels a lot better. So you crashed a timeline for that particular issue, an event, a situation, all throughout our life, and we want to relate them to what's going on now in our lives. Does our spirit know, Ron, what's going on? Can it really help us while we're on these timelines, or is it there too?
Okay, good question. Your spirit doesn't know anything about the timelines. It lives in the now, and it thinks that it's in the now on a timeline. It's because and it got stolen there, okay? So your spirit doesn't really know what's happening. One of the main misconceptions with the New Age movement and people talking about stuff, the practitioners out there who are indoctrinating people, is that they make you think that your spirit is all-knowing, all-conscious, and everything else. No. It lives in the moment, has no history, okay? It does get history from the sabotage energies that you give it by connecting to, you know, to energies outside of your source of darkness. So it builds up a history just like your emotional body does. But it doesn't know much about anything beyond that. So your spirit does not look at things, doesn't know about things. Oh, you have to look at a baby. That's how your spirit would be. Baby know not to... To walk, you know, in the middle of the freeway, you know, and to get, you know, no. Does it know not to, you know, jump off the roof of a building? No. It's very innocent. So, spirit is not, not know how to combat darkness. It doesn't live there. It doesn't know darkness. So, right away, what I'm telling you is probably completely contrary to what everybody talks about of the New Age. Your spirit lives in the now. The only thing outside of the now. All we can do is bring more of your spirit to you to bring you more peace by having the clearings of darkness taken out of your body, which is in you from your DNA. Start hearing more of these programs that we have on Contact Talk Radio. Start connecting the dots. And, you know, you may hear me say something that may sound a little weird to you, and maybe your mind might even edit it out, as the darkness doesn't want you to understand what's really happening. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
So you said that we are abducted because the particular alien group wants our spirit energy. They want to get a charge off of it, and there's some component that they need to survive. And so... So you said that our emotions are very important to them. So could you timeline crash some emotions for us?
Yeah, let's do the emotion, just a basic one of fear. So think of one of your fears that you have. It could be a fear of anything. It doesn't make any difference. The light doesn't judge you at all where you are. But you need to bring something up to have the light help you with it. And here we go. So think of... fear that you're dealing with, and this will be on timelines, like you have it here. Maybe you're afraid of snakes. Maybe you're afraid of driving. Maybe you're afraid of going outside at night. You know, who knows? and maybe you just twisted your ankle a week ago by stepping into a hole, and now you're afraid to walk because you might step your foot into a hole again and retwist your ankle or something. So here we go. And, you know, that happens with people who get into car accidents, too. They're afraid to drive afterwards. They're very edgy. Here we go. Think of your fear and only clear what you're looking at, one particular thing. Here we go. So this is going to clear that energy off a timeline. So one, first timeline release, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There we go. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Iman. That did feel very relieving. I hope the listening audience could feel some reaction. For me, my face got very warm when you cleared the timeline crash, the fear. That's, I'm sure, a very big one for all of us. So it's good to have that unsettling fear off of me for now. And I'm looking, Ron, at your online clearing, timeline crash online. I'm looking at the page. I just would like to share with the listeners what exactly is on it, because I'm sure they've never seen anything like this before. It's an actual physical page where you can basically order the timeline crash. You ask the light beings to crash a particular timeline, and Ron has had this all laid out, and I've heard on your many other radio programs, Ron, you have a lot of testimonies there, how people have done these timeline crashes, over 500 or sometimes even 1,000 of them, as you've recommended, and they've found so much release of pressure, and it brought back their spirit, and they just felt all kinds of judgments leaving, all kinds of discordant thoughts gone, and life getting much, much better, plus their physical bodies feeling much better, too. So all the way around, these timeline crashes are just amazingly effective, and I've been hearing so much gratitude for them. So just to explain what's on them, it talks about stretching a timeline. It tells you what it's going. This crash will stretch a timeline. It will crash the intersecting combined timelines, because Ron, you did say there was many timelines. It will disconnect satellite transmissions, on and on. It will terminate the alien race that's bothering you, alien implants, external programs controlling alien implants. It brings back part of our physical body that was out on the timeline. It helps repair the physical body. It does a spirit body retrieval. It does cellular memory removal. It will eliminate any interference that prevents being in resonance to the true light source. Then it gives us a spirit-body integration, so we go back into wholeness, feel really good there. And it will provide an alien God timeline removal. So it does so much more, and you can do it for your present, past, and future timelines. But what's really great is that in order to make this efficient, Ron has listed a whole big menu of emotions you can look at and click on and just go through that list and crash those emotions. Some of them that are on here, it's kind of interesting. You wouldn't think they would be, but in addition to fear like Ron just did for us, there's happy, there's love, there's eager, depressed, bored, bitter, awkward, foolish, grief, hopeful, hurt, jealous, even joy is on there, lonely, excited. These are all emotions, things that we consider some very positive and negative because they are, of course, in duality. And so, as Ron has said, the alien groups don't care what the feeling is, what the charge is. It could be a good one for us or not so good one. And then in addition to the emotions that we can timeline crash, we can timeline crash an event involving the emotion. And there's also a space where we can put in dreams. Ron, you mentioned that dreams and deja vu and are parallel lives, and those can also be crashed. And I've heard on your radio programs a lot of people say they had recurring dreams, and especially nightmares, and they don't know what to do with them. And so here they can just put them into this box, right? They can describe it a little bit and command the light beings to crash the dream as well. Can you describe that a little bit, Ron?
So the dreams that you're having, like I mentioned, or deja vu or anything like that, but mainly we're talking about dreams here, that's a blade through of what you're living. Remember, all dreams are real, just like when somebody gives you a prophecy or something. Maybe you have a remote viewer looking at the future, and they go, wow, I see this happening over here. And it may or may not come true here, but it is real, and it is playing itself out on that timeline. Oh, just because somebody has a glimpse of it and it does not happen doesn't mean that that person did not physically see that, because they did go into the future, we'll say, and they saw it. But it may not be the timeline that the aliens want to bring forward here. Maybe they have a little roundtable discussion. They go, well, we got all these scenarios happening here. This is one of them. We'll still play it out here because we get mileage on it, because we're abducting a person. In fact, what I can say is with the that awful event in Japan where the radiation went out. What was that, like a year and a half ago or something, Kathy?
It was in February 2011.
Okay, so when that happened, there are people that contacted me and said, Ron, I never been in Japan in my life, but I felt all this energy there, like I was there. Well, they probably were there. They got abducted there, and they were there actually walking around just like the people who physically live there. So they were there because they knew about it, but they said that I've never flew to Japan or even seen it, but I'm watching TV, and man, I see this beach, I see this location, I see this building, and I see the people there, and I talk to these people, but I've never been there. Well, they were there on a timeline, and they're just having the energy brought back to them. Oh, this is how crazy it gets out there. And the whole bottom common denominator here is that the aliens are taking you on timelines. You are living there, whether it's lived out here or not. You're still living there. It could be in the future, like we said, or the past, or in the now. And all the energies come back to you because they need your spirit energy. See, whenever you have a thought, now this is probably very important to realize. Whenever you have a thought, and you create something, maybe you doodle on a piece of paper, that has your spirit energy in it. So when they steal a part of your spirit and replicate you as a physical body and you're doing something on a timeline, your spirit energy is energizing that, and that's what they steal. They could use the word slice and dice you up, which may sound kind of gross to you, but this is what they basically do. And they have maybe millions of parts of you, of your spirit, out there on all these little timelines, you know, probably trillions, and to make it even sound worse, but that's what they do. And they're using that little life force energy of you out there, and you're doing your creations, and they're living out that creation. Well, they take the body that you're living in, and maybe they have you trip and fall and skin your knee, and all of a sudden, you're taking that pain energy and they're living off of it. You don't have a skin knee here, but your knee hurts. And you go, what's going on here? And just think about it. You're laying in bed doing nothing, you know, and all of a sudden you have a pain in your body. You go, where does pain come from? Or you're walking and doing something and maybe you feel a little dizzy or something. You go, wow, this doesn't feel normal. I didn't do anything. Just think about this, everybody. What have you had that you had some kind of physical sensation in your body? And you go, where'd that come from? You know, I got jabbed with something. Or I was walking, and all of a sudden my feet did some kind of funny movement, and I fell over. I don't do that all the time. Well, out on some timeline, that was happening to you. Maybe somehow they were having a similar timeline than the one you're living in here, but instead of you walking on a on a sidewalk that's perfectly flat. Maybe they have you, walking where they have some ropes across there, and one of them you got tangled up in or something. And you didn't know about that, but you fell down and hurt yourself. And here you also fell because that energy got pasted and copied onto you, and you fell over, and you go, how did I do that? You look around, you know, and you go, wow, that's really strange. Well, now you have a reason to understand what's happening. So this is what it is. You're being replicated on timelines. So when things become strange to you, you don't know what's happening, you can't really put it anywhere. You just kind of shine it off. Oh, well, that's the way life is here, you know. Well, just know that, yeah, you were abducted onto a timeline, and you've been living on those things. All timelines are abductions. They're all alien abductions, okay? As, like I said, in true life, you only have one life in the now. You don't have multiple lives. That's the new thing is people talk about your multidimensional being. Well, yeah, you are in darkness. They put you out on all these multiple timelines, and they create dimensions for those. And they can tell you how much more smarter you're going to be, how you're going to get more spirit energy, how you're going to become more light, you know, increase your vibration, you know, bring more light into you, you know, get more, you know, what they're telling you is get more abducted onto these timelines as you do these practices, you know, thinking that you're doing something good. Well, you're just being used and played with, and they're taking more energy from you as you have your thoughts here. And you attempt to bring something more into yourself, that's of darkness. They'll tell you that it's light and that you are evolving into a higher consciousness. Well, that's what happened when we did the shift here, on the 21st of December and at the first of the year when we turned to 2013, everything shifted into a brand new alien timeline system. It does not even equal the one in 2012. And so we ran out of the old alien timelines, probably zillions of these things, and now you're in a whole new sequence with aliens here and replicas here, true clones living. That's why they can't give change. That's why things are really weird when you see people now, because they don't have the program. So you're living in a new reality of cloned people. Own humans, cyborgs. Oh, back to you, Kathy. That's a whole other show.
Yes, and we'll talk about that on the next Contact Talk Radio next week. This is a good topic to get into because it's important that people can understand there's a solution with the timeline crashing. Plus that, you said that when we get into our thoughts and to our emotions, we put ourselves on those timelines. So I wonder if you could do now, Ron, the mind-to-heart drop, because I know it will help us get out of our heads. Thank you.
Yeah, so the mind-to-heart drop is what you should be doing all the time. We can't get away from time, as you live in linear time here. So basically, you do the mind-to-heart drop. It takes you probably 10 seconds to be in the present moment and to be disconnected from your head, from your thoughts, your mental thoughts in your mind, which is how the aliens connect to you. The more you think in your head, the more you're going to be connected to the aliens. The more books that you read, then all those words have keywords in there, and you're even connected more. So when you become in your heart center, when you drop down, then you're at peace. And you're probably reading all these books to try to figure out what peace is, okay? You're on your spiritual quest to find what source energy is and how to bring in more light. Well, you already have it. 10 seconds and you're there. Maybe you're one of these people who meditate. I've seen people, they say, yeah, I meditate for 8 hours a day. And I go, well, how do you live your life here? Oh, well, I'm doing fine. You know, how do you make a living? Oh, well, I'm very fortunate because my parents are paying for my spiritual development here, and I can meditate, you know, 8 hours a day to become more spiritual. And I go, well, what about living life here? Oh, I got to become more spiritual, so I have to meditate. Well, that's one of those traps that the aliens do to people. So you connect to your spirit is all you have to do. Drop into your heart. Just take your meditations. That is a dark side plan so that you can go in the beyond, because they're all dealing with mind energy. I'm sure I'm pushing buttons here for people. So whenever you meditate, that means that you're almost always going outside of yourself, astral projection or whatever, going into the beyondo, trying to look for peace, and then you have a script that you're going to or doing or seeing something. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down into your heart. And when you go into your heart with your spirit, then automatically you can function in life. You don't have to sit down, you know, with your legs crossed and your fingers in a certain, you know, position, you know, doing a certain mudra, you know, and having your eyes getting all glossed over and thinking that you're doing something wonderful, because you're just wasting your time. Because you're not living life. You're here to live life. Otherwise, that's why you're a creative being, because you want to live in source energy. So here we go, dropping yourself down. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards. I do this because a lot of people like to feel the energy move in their body, feeling those thoughts that are all of judgment, all of alien control, manipulation and control, get dropped into your heart where they're neutralized. Then you're in peace. That's where your spirit is. Very simple exercise. 10 seconds, you're in your heart. So here we go. Drop me down. So 10, 9, have to command your spirit to do this. Otherwise, you're in the mental realm. Then you're in meditation. Forget it. Don't even waste your time doing this if you don't command your spirit out loud. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There. Now your heart's centered. Now, if you notice, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. You're fully conscious, and you're at peace. This is source energy. This is all that you have, folks. This is it. You finally found source energy. Back to you, Kathy.
Source energy feels really great, and my body's most receptive to it. So nice to let go of the tensions and all the feel the flow as the blockages are released. And I'm so glad we don't have to get into a particular pose or buy another book to just be able to feel some peace and be in source energy. So that's a very effective tool, and we can do it anytime, anywhere, you said, and we can say it out loud, but you also had said in past programs that we can whisper it if we're, you know, amongst people, of course, and we don't want to necessarily draw attention to ourselves, but we still want to do. So thank you for that, Ron. I feel very much at peace, and I hope the listening audience will enjoy that piece too, as well as from the light being that's on Ron's host page. And I've also heard your listeners discuss the Be Here Now clearing that you have on your website, roncreationlightship.com. And our moderator is going to be posting, well, she has been posting the links to Ron's website, so you can click on them directly and also just take you right to the host page if you want. But the Be Here Now clearing is on creationlightship.com. That's all one word. On the left side under sample clearings. And it's great because it's just a quick clearing that puts us back to center and in the present moment where we want to be, more in neutrality. Would you like to add a little bit about that Be Here Now clearing, Ron?
Be Here Now will bring your spirit back and your body back from the beyondo. And will it take it off of all the timelines? No, I can't guarantee that it will. If you're out on 10 million timelines, maybe you get back from 100 or 200, maybe. Maybe more, but it will bring you more conscious here. The ones that are probably, I'm just assuming this, more detrimental to you, you may come back from that to have more consciousness. So the Be Here Now is very, very good. I'll do that clearing here for you. And here we go. Bring in your spirit back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and body back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So if you happen to jerk, that means that you are out there and you came back here. Not all of you, but a portion of you did come back, okay? So that's kind of basically it. When you do the mind-to-heart drop, automatically come into peace. You don't have to think about peace or try to manifest peace or do anything like that. Your spirit, that's all that it knows is peace. So you are just going into peace energy. Nothing for you to do. So this is unlike other spiritual practices where you have to do something. You got to think of something. You have to try to figure out what to do. No, your spirit will bring you right into peace as you command it and give it power to help you. Okay. Spirit will never go outside of yourself. Remember, your spirit is here in your body, holding your body's frequency. So it can never go out of your body to help you. So that's one thing that some people in the New Age movement or other practitioners will try to do. There's also a practitioner out there, not giving the man's name, but he's Chinese, a very negative, bad man who does soul replacement. Oh, you want to have your still soul and have darkness put into you? Well, this guy is out there doing it. Does it to thousands and thousands of people. Very unfortunate. But that's where the dark side works. Gotta get ground crew together, and they do that. So our show is probably getting close to a close here. Do the timeline crashes. And if you have a situation in your life that is not good, maybe you have, like I said, some type of emotional problem, maybe physical illness, possibly. I can't guarantee it's going to eliminate it completely, but do a whole lot of those timeline crashes, and you will start to feel better. How many you need to do? Everybody's different. I would say at least do 50 of them and evaluate yourself. As you don't know how many timelines aliens have abducted you onto, heal your spirit, or if you want to use the word soul, they do that, and also your body. Oh, remember the mind energy, they already have. They created mind, so they're not going to steal that from you. They're just going to take your spirit and your body, because those both have light in it. Mind energy is created from darkness. That's why you do the mind-to-heart drop. To get rid of the mind, you drop into your heart to get out of that mind energy. And there are metaphysical churches out there, New Age churches, who deal with mind. Good grief. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. In conclusion, we hope that the clearings and information presented here will be of help and allow for a better understanding of the truth of what is happening to us on timelines. We'll be discussing timeline crashing again next week. There's pertinent posts to the healings on Creation Lightship and topics discussed for your further interest and understanding on Ron's host page blog. Ron has created many healings to get us on the highway to ascension, because right now is our chance to connect to our own divine spirit. The Creation Lightship is offering this choice and a chance to get back to our home base energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light, where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank our host, Ron Amatron, and Creation Lightship for the program tonight and divine healings.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later.
Bye, everyone.